This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, February 18th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Normally, when somebody asks you, hey, can I sell you a used car? You might expect to get a decent price. Not so in the current car market. Prices for used cars have risen so high that some people who bought a new car in the past few years are finding it worth more now than when they first drove it off the lot.
There's sort of a weird power in that for people who have recently purchased vehicles. It's like all the rules are flipped around.
So how much should you be prepared to shell out for a used car? And when can we expect prices to tap the brakes? Our auto industry reporter, Nora Eckert, has been digging into the numbers. We'll talk with her about it after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Earlier this month, we told you how some new cars are selling for as much as $10,000 above sticker price as dealers struggle to keep up with demand. Well, don't think that a visit to a used car lot will help you escape high prices. WSJ auto industry reporter Nora Eckert has been checking out the used car market, and she's here with details. Hey, Nora, thanks for taking the time to chat.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, JR.
So, Nora, this is a tough time for someone not only to find a car to buy, but also not to pay through the nose. And we've been following this for a few months. So why are prices for used cars still so high?
So what we're seeing now is the result of months and months of an inventory crunch, really clamping down on dealerships and making these lots bare, combined with really sustained demand from consumers. So it's come to a boiling point recently where we're seeing these record used and new car prices because there just isn't enough on the lot and there's too many people looking for these vehicles.
All right, so let's talk numbers. In terms of resale value, how are prices on used cars rising relative to their value when they were new?
We're seeing used car prices skyrocket, and we have a few different metrics to measure this by. One of the ones we cite is from the Labor Department, which shows that used car prices rose about 40% in January from a year ago. But when we look at how this plays out...
Wait, 40%? I mean, I knew the numbers were higher, but 40%?
Exactly. All the rules are off. I think the used car market used to be much more accessible, you know, for first-time buyers and people who are looking for their second, third vehicle, but that's not really the case anymore. But when we look at how this plays out specifically with different model years, we have some interesting data from J.D. Power. So say you bought a new car in last year, in 2021, and you bought it in April, and it was around $38,000. According to the data that we have today, that car would sell for about $48,000. So the same car, just about 9 months older, is worth about $10,000 more than when you originally bought it.
Wow. And so if someone bought a car recently, they could actually make money on a trade-in deal. I mean, who saw that coming?
Yeah, exactly. We've seen this really kind of upside down period of appreciation in newer models. And even in older models, they've enjoyed a period of less depreciation than in a typical year.
Well, let's talk about that and dig into the numbers a bit more here. Are there certain kinds of used cars that are gaining value faster than others?
Well, the newer model years are appreciating in value, and I've really seen this period of just pure appreciation. So if you have a model year 2021 vehicle, you've really only seen it increase in value. But even for the older model years, you've seen that they had the typical, so say you had a model year 2016, it had that typical depreciation since purchase, but right around April of 2021, there's this reversal where it sort of spikes up in value and in some cases is even worth more than what the buyer bought it for back in 2016.
You know, Nora, I have to say this all seems really unusual.
Yeah, I think typically it's common knowledge when you're looking for a car that the minute you drive it off the lot, it's worth a lot less. And now what we've seen is for some customers, that's, you know, completely flipped. In the months after they purchase it, they have this asset that's worth more than when they first bought it. And there's sort of a weird power in that for people who have recently purchased vehicles. It's like all the rules are flipped around.
Now, typically, you know, when we're not in a market impacted by a pandemic, what's the usual timeline for how a used car depreciates in value?
So before the pandemic, in a typical year, and we know this from data from J.D. Power, the first year drop in value is around 33%, about a third of the value of the vehicle. And then every year after that, you have an average depreciation rate of about 14% each year. Now, of course, that's completely changed in the last year or two. So that trend line has flipped. And so you have an initial depreciation of just about 14%. I mean, less than that one third that we see in a normal year. And then after that, you have an average appreciation rate of 12.9%. So that actually means that that vehicle is gaining value.
You know, Nora, this sounds like a pretty good deal for someone who wants to sell a car. Are people happy about that?
Yeah, there are certainly customers who are taking, you know, advantage of this market and seeing a lot of value in their used cars. You know, there are people who are trading in their cars and getting more than what they initially paid for it. Others who are buying out their leases and breaking even. For example, I talked to a gentleman who lives in Florida, and he was able to buy out his lease on his Hyundai Sonata and just about break even. But then, of course, he said the big struggle after you do that is, what do you do next? I mean, the dealer lots are pretty empty. What is available is really expensive. So you're kind of left in this situation where you've benefited off of one transaction, but then you don't know what to do next. I mean, there's just not a lot of options for people looking to buy a used or new car in this market.
And so what about people, you know, who aren't trading in, but they need a car and they can't afford something new? What are they going through?
Yeah, so I spoke to first-time buyers, and a lot of those are teenagers and their parents who are hoping to help them get their first car. And typically these, you know, these buyers are looking at the used market as a way to enter the driving world. And that really hasn't been possible for a lot of them. You know, I spoke with a 16-year-old who lives in upstate New York who's been saving for her first car for years. She works a summer job and she's been really, you know, very determined to pay for her own vehicle. And she said, I might just wait until I go to college to get my first car because it's not worth wasting money on something that's going to be worth a lot less 2 years from now. Now, I also spoke to a father living in Florida who said he was just at his wit's end. He was run ragged driving his kids around to events and clubs. And when his daughter turned 16, he just decided to take a loss and buy her a used car so that he could lighten up his schedule. He ended up paying about $19,000 for the car. His initial budget was about $10,000, but he said in the end, it was worth it. He wanted his daughter to be safe and happy, and it helped lighten his schedule as well.
So any indications as to when used car prices could come back down?
So analysts are predicting that'll be in the later half of this year, but everyone's been very wary of saying for sure what's going to happen because it's been such a dynamic situation. But preliminary forecasts right now are second half of this year, we'll see things cool down a bit.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal auto industry reporter Nora Eckert. Nora, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. Before we go, a quick programming note. We'll be off on Monday for President's Day, but we'll be back with a new episode on Tuesday. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.